This is the Rugby Centurions podcast.
The beautiful island of Sicily is probably best known for the volcanic Mount Etna, but it's also the birthplace of Andrea Lo Cicero. Growing up by the sea, he dreamt of competing in water sports, but when his legs grew so big he couldn't fit in a canoe, rugby beckoned. And over a 13-year international career, he would win 103 caps for Italy and play in three Rugby World Cups. Since retiring in 2013, he's starred in his own TV shows and spends time working for UNICEF. But Andrea joined us from his farm in Tuscany. He was surrounded by various farm animals. It's where he also runs a donkey sanctuary that he uses to help children connect with the environment.
We try to connect the animal with the people because the donkey help many people, many families, and I help many children have the small psychology problem and try to do the work, natural work, without pharmacology. The donkey is like philosophy, opportunity, not talk, just look, help, try to make the emotional sentiment.
How important is the farm and this lifestyle for your children?
The lifestyle for my children, I think this is the best I can do, because you have the opportunity, especially in this moment with the pandemic, you have a space, you have a possibility to walk, to do sport. The natural context, it can give something for your life. We have this opportunity to live in the farm and try to do the best for preserve this natural position, because we see in the world many, many change, climate change. We have a lot of problems. I think every person have to do something for do the better in this world. I have the little boy, and I want to give the opportunity to do, to understand what this behind me represent the future for me, represent the future for the people, for the next generation. We have to do the contest. You know, go in the supermarket and buy something, you don't know the creation, this production, what is this? I think more go in front, more you lose this opportunity. We have to make this possibility for many, many people and give the simple life. This is a simple life. You don't have a problem of parking. You don't have a problem about the people clean the town or the people drunk, or never have a problem with this. The simple life.
It looks very beautiful where you are, but you grew up in Sicily, in Catania. What was your childhood like there? It's a beautiful part of the world.
You have the beach, you have the Etna. In the same condition, you have the five elements. You have the fire, you have the water, you have the air, you have everything in the same context. Concentrate everything in Catania. The Sicily is the small paradise.
And what sports did you like when you were young? What was your first passion?
For 10 years, double sport, rugby and kayak. Finished the kayak because no go inside. My leg too big. And play water polo. And play water polo. After the water polo, rugby tell me, okay, you have to play rugby professional and take your decision. And now we start seriously.
When you look back, what attracted you to rugby, the game of rugby?
It's difficult to explain because sometimes your heart no explain. It's difficult to make talk with the emotional. But I have a lot of friends in the rugby. Rugby is a family. The union, the respect of the people, this is rugby player. And this, in your life, normal life, you don't have. You have the sharks. You have the people. It's totally different. You can, with the knife, take your back. Rugby player, no. Rugby player, it's clean.
And when you were growing up, football, soccer, calcio is so popular in Italy. Did your family say rugby? What is this game? Did they understand it?
No. You don't understand. Tell me, you are crazy. You drink too much. No, I play rugby because my teacher in the school, he tell me, you come because you are a big boy. You can do something in this sport. I try and I play and my career is growing up. I think my family understand after 6 years my position in the rugby. Because the rugby has become more popular after 6 years in Italy. Because you have the TV, the Six Nations, you have many, many things. It make more people look rugby and not only soccer.
And also the rugby in Italy is all in the north, not in the south.
No, no, you have a north and south. You have many, many clubs. But the best club you have in the north, because in the north is more rich, you have more industry, you can invest in the club. In the south, no, you have a more natural contest. You have a more, less industry. You have a technology or wine or food.
And I can hear your friends.
Wow, we are definitely live, which is always a good thing.
Spit, I'm sorry. Hey, stop.
So Andrea has just gone to see his geese. He's told them off in Italian and in English, and he is now back. They're very well behaved geese. They are. It's like when you chased off the packs of England and Australia and New Zealand. They're now running the opposite way, Andrea.
Exactly. We have to do this. Now we do this. Before we push back, sometimes, the opposite team.
Yeah, well, they're all white, so I think it must be England. The geese are England.
Yes.
Let's link back to rugby a little bit more. When you started playing, did you realise that was the sport for you? Did you feel it was a good fit?
Yes, because I do many, many sports. The rugby, it can give me my liberty. It give me the, take the ball, run and score try or tackle the people. My habitat, perfect. The first day, my teacher tell me, hey, Andrea, you have to take the ball and run more fast can you do and score try, pick the ball and put in the ground. This is try. In the scrum you have this position, you have to push back the other person. Okay, I play rugby, start like this.
And when did you realize that perhaps you could have a future, a career in rugby? When did you think this is serious? When your first contract, or when did you think I want to do this?
My first contract, when he called me Stade Toulousain, he proposed me to play in Toulouse. Toulouse, I think this is the best team in Europe. Maybe now is not the best, but the history, it can tell this. It's like Juventus in the soccer. For me, this is the big opportunity to show my rugby, my Italian rugby. And I play for 2 years. And my second opportunity was in Racing Metro in Paris. This is a family, really, really family. With Jackie Lorenzetti, many people has come from, 12 nations. We have a big, big team and different mentality.
Obviously, you know, especially for our listeners, breaking into or being a professional sportsman or woman is sometimes everybody's dream. Did you have a plan B? Was there a job on the horizon if there was no rugby career?
No, I study medicine. My family, my father and my mother is a doctor, and I study medicine, but I give 10 examination. That's it. Now I restart with the university, but I study philosophy.
Why philosophy?
Because the love understand everything. Why do you do this? Why this situation is like this, or many, many other things. I love study, but at the moment I have many students, have 19 years old, and I have 45. Big difference, but in the study, not different.
Yeah, what do you notice the difference is with, I guess, between those younger ones coming through and your sort of view on the world?
I try to do this talk with these guys. You can do what you want and try to do your best. Because like a rugby, you can play very well. You have the big moment. And after this big moment, maybe you can have an injury.
Andrea, you're studying philosophy. When you were playing for Italy, you had some difficult time because Italy, we talked to Sergio, you lost a lot of matches because it's hard for Italy. Did your attitude to losing and to failure, how did you keep bouncing back? What was your mentality in your head after losing?
It's difficult to make a response because you try to do the best every time. Try to do your best, personal and team. So you lose every game. You have to clean your mind. Try to do different thing. Try to do make the new object. Try to do work different, not in the same condition. Try to understand why mistake you do. We work a lot of in our position and our mentality. I think we have a big opportunity in the scrum. The eight people, they play a lot of game all together, and we understand our strong position against the other team. Maybe the backs not have the same opportunity. Lot of injury, so you change some player, you don't have another player in the same level, or sometimes you don't have this amalgamation, this feeling, you don't have this moment to take the ball. Because our coach tell, okay, we have the scrum very well. We can beat everybody. Bring the ball and leave the ball inside the scrum. Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's bad. Because you have to do to everybody the opportunity to play, to make mistake.
How important is it to allow people to fail?
You have to have your door open. So you have your door open, you have your head open, your heart open. You can choose the best opportunity to do the best. Sometimes you don't have the same response, but you try to do the best. It's a compromise. So you have the compromise, you can go forward.
The Six Nations, and it's been 5 or 6 years now since Italy won a game. Are you worried for the future of the Italian team in that competition?
It's difficult for everybody. For Italy, it's more difficult. Maybe because we don't have the same mentality the other player. But I think nobody tried to take our mentality. So, At the same time, we have the English coach come in Italy and tell, you have to work hard, hard, hard. We work hard. We work hard. We have to do this. No, we do this. Try to understand the Italian, the mentality, our philosophy. Concentrate in this. We do professional player. Do for us. I know you are English or you are South African or New Zealand or Welsh, but you have to help us to understand different. Maybe we are more stupid, but you have to understand the stupid for help to do the best.
You made your debut for Italy in 2000, the start of the Six Nations. Italy's first match in the Six Nations was your first cap. How did you feel that day?
A little bit scared because I have in front of me first half, Jason Leonard. He play in this game 100 caps. Second half, I play tight end prop against Gadford. Huge and tough prop. Both, after the game, I go there, I tell, will you photo, make a talk. He tell me, yes, we do photo. This is my jersey. God for give me another jersey because you do a lot of long straight. You do the best player I play. Young, because I was, I think, 18, yeah. Boom, I don't remember. But this is a big opportunity for my life. And this moment, it's the photograph moment that I put in my hand.
You talk about being scared. I know a lot of people have, you know, when they're doing something for the first time that means a lot to them, there's that nerves, anxiety, frightened, and as you said, sometimes, you know, quite scary. How did you manage those emotions on that day?
Before I go on the field, I have in my mind, like people punch me everywhere, from everywhere. You have to tell stop and reaction. Only reaction, this is play rugby. Scrum, line up, tackle. This is a photograph time. You have to do reaction.
And when younger players, towards the end of your career, when you saw a new young player come into the changing room, what was your advice to them?
At the beginning, I tell every player, do sport, any sport. Try any sport. You stop in the sport, it can give the emotional, it can give the serenity, it can give everything your personality have. But do sport. Obviously, rugby, this is the best. But you have to search in your heart, in your head. It can give also the cultural preparation, the physical preparation. I play water polo, I play kayak, I do some Greek, Roman Greek, and maybe I understand many things in the rugby before the other player. I try to understand when my body is too weight, I have too much kilo, and the rugby, it go more faster. You have to understand this. You don't need you need a coach, but you have to understand in your condition. So you understand this, you don't have a problem.
How important has science been in the development of rugby?
It's important. This is the base. So you don't have this, you lose everything. Today we have this problem. We don't have the federation, have people inside the federation understand like this. You have to level everything, the best level, the medium level, the young player. You have to believe in 360 degrees everything. You have to understand, like rugby player, you have to look everywhere for understand where you have the space for attack or defense.
And you spoke just on the different levels there. How important is that lower level of rugby, that where there's family and community, that you know, grassroots rugby? How important is that to you now since you've left the game?
It's the base, because every team make after the game the barbecue, make a community. But so the political system not understand this, you lose everything. Rugby no go in a good level. You lose every game. It's not nice. See this? Okay, I lose also, but I try to do the best.
How important is winning to you?
Winning is the last time, not the last, the last second you understand that you do the best work. So you do the best work, normally you win in the sport or in the business or everywhere, because you make something for do the best and are to the best. So you are in the top level, you win something.
If you do your best but lose, how do you respond to that?
You have to start again. So you lose another time. You have to do the question for yourself and tell, I do the best work or I lose energy and I think is the best work. My mental situation after the game, maybe I tell, I do my best. After I see the game again, again, and again, I tell her, in this time, no. Maybe you not have the same visual. You have to recognize your mistake. So you recognize this, you can go forward. To tell, I do my best. No, this is him. You don't do nothing.
And you talk about the subject of doing your best. What was your best moment playing rugby for your national team? What was your best moment looking back?
When I finished my career.
Really?
Yeah. No, because it's not a joke. Because not have the comment after the game. Journalist, coach, federation. I play. No pressure. This is my last game. I do my everything. You know, when you play without problem, you are in the serenity, free. You can do what you want, no problem. No problem, no pressure, no nerves, no complication like the game, the other game. I take my boots, I put the boots like this. So I put the boots a little broad, I go crazy. So I put the jersey first, the shorts, I go crazy. This time I not do nothing this. And after the game, I tell, in this game, I play very well. I'm happy. We win. And maybe I don't do before correctly. It's okay. Now it's finished this career.
You played in three Rugby World Cups, 2003 in Australia, in France, and then in New Zealand. Which one was the best experience for you?
Oh, every World Cup have the emotional experience positive, because you play in the country, understand, I believe in rugby. And it's like atmosphere. You understand the atmosphere, the people, the magazine, the people come in the hotel. The atmosphere is fantastic. In the World Cup, Rugby World Cup, it's different the other World Cup. Rugby World Cup, it's a family, it's a friendly, it's union, it's fantastic.
Which one do you think Italy could have done better in?
Maybe in France, but I think we not have a chance for pass. This level can show us our level. We be honest.
You had 103 matches for Italy, but you were only captain for two matches?
Three times.
Did you like being captain, or was it just something that was not for you?
Well, it's difficult to respond on this question. I like, but I'm not this. Because I'm like this. I like, so you like me because I'm honest. But sometimes in this contest, especially in this rugby, you have some people that can do, I do this. Sometimes you have to accept, you have to do something to the player. And not every time spoke with the referee, do this to the referee. Calm. I don't like this. Show to referee, no respect. Calm. You have to respect the referee, not do this, and continue to respect your team.
In terms of respect, the front row, the two props and the hooker, it's a special relationship between you all. And I always look back at you and especially Martin Castro Giovanni. What's it like, your little relationship in the front row? What makes it special?
A lot of complicate. Because you have the different emotional, different mentality. The hooker have to make the mediation between me and Castro. But finally, we can work together. But this is positive because you have a lot of things to show to your friend, to your team, to your opposite player. You have to do this.
What was Castro like after the match? I imagine a lot of fun.
Drink. But everybody like drink after the game. No, party.
I can imagine. When you won your 100th cap against Scotland in your final year, you reached that milestone. How special was that for you? What were your memories of that day?
Impressed me this moment because I'm like this inside the Merrifield Stadium. Everybody, it's fantastic. Emotional. Magnificent day.
How difficult was it for you to get to that 100 caps? Because it takes a long time.
A long time. I don't know. So you look behind, you tell try to understand your capacity, mental difficulty to play a lot of game, but lose a lot of game, lot of injury. You see many players change. You continue in your career. Many coach change. You look the history change close to you, behind and front of you.
The Rugby Centurions values, respect, resilience, selfless commitment, courage. What's the most important to you?
Courage.
Why courage?
So you are the best. Do the best. So you know how the best, do the best in any condition. This is the perfect example of the person outside of rugby. The same reflection you do. The Centurions do this because help people in any condition, because he try to conserve these people because they do something in the sport, in the real life, and the union also. The union, this is another thing, because you make all together one team.
It's got to be the first time a guest on the pod has chased away some farm animals. Without question, Andrea is one of the most engaging and uplifting people you could ever hope to meet. We hope you enjoyed the programme, and please do rate and review the show wherever you're listening to help as many listeners find out about it as possible. And keep checking back in with us as we bring you regular chats with the legends of the game here on the Rugby Centurions podcast.